I don't understand that, you know? It's like, we're building a space station. We're not looking for fossils, alien life forms on Mars, which is cool as hell, but we have billions of life forms on this planet we obviously don't know shit about yet. We should work on things here, you know? We can build laser-guided missiles and space stations. We can't keep the power on if a squirrel gets in a little green generator pocket. Every year, California catches on fire. Every 3 years, Florida catches on fire. These states are totally buffeted by oceans. Every year, it's like, how do we put this out?
I don't know, I'm working on a space station. Good luck with that.
This state should just build a trench through the middle of the state, make it a sprinkler, and fucking be done with it. And the space station is amazing. They plan to have people up there living and working on the space station for 2 years at a time, eventually, right? They've already decided they're going to have men and women astronauts up there, so they expect things will happen sexually between them. Alright, so NASA's idea to alleviate problems that they foresee happening from that is to put couples in space. Yeah. Just pour that in his lap. Nice. See, if you were in space, it would have fucking went straight up in the air. Couples in space. We're going to hear that call. That's going to hear. I think that's going to alleviate problem. We're going to hear a call back to NASA at 7 in the morning, like, Houston, we have a problem. Apparently, I said something that pissed my wife off. She was cut off my air supply. Yeah, she's really tearing shit up in there, man. I'm hiding in the escape pod right now. You see all my shit floating around in the open yard. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I hear you got that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. We have permission to swing by there and drop her off. You get Dr. Fiddle's ass on a rocket. We just make weird choices about what's important to us in our culture, man. It baffles me sometimes. Like the guys who developed Viagra, for instance, they won the Nobel Prize for that. Isn't that nuts, the Nobel Prize? What are our priorities? You can't cure breast cancer or Alzheimer's? We got this soft dick thing. It's definitely a world run by men, you know? And don't get me wrong, that probably be a time of my life when I'm thrilled that we have Viagra, but right now, like most of the guys here, I don't need a drug that makes me hard more often. Yeah, I need a drug that cuts off its decision-making authority. It's going to be a prize if you come out with that drug, you know? It's like the Bible says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Dude, I don't even know what covet means. I just want to fuck her. Yeah, that's my wife's least favorite drug.